Blackwell reporting there. It's too early to start thinking about Christmas. Right, Evie, is it too early to start thinking about Christmas? No, well, exactly. Wrong if you're in New Plymouth. There's a converted milking shed on the outskirts of New Plymouth where it's Christmas every day. Seriously? Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin went to check it out.
To walk through the doors of the Christmas village in Bell Block is to step into another world. A sparkly world of tinsel, baubles, Christmas trees and Santas in hundreds of varieties, all underpinned by a suitably festive soundtrack. The Christmas village has just thrown its doors open 7 days a week as it gears up for the big day. Co-owner Jenny Field, a former dairy farmer herself, is a self-confessed Christmas tragic.
Yeah, it's just a whole atmosphere. People tend to be nicer at Christmas and all the family would come home. Big Christmas dinners. It was just the whole scenario, the whole scene.
She says people are often overwhelmed when they visit for the first time.
Some people cry because they're just so overwhelmed. They can't believe what they're seeing, which is really awesome. And it's for that reason that they are crying. They just can't believe what they're seeing. Then we have, as I've always said, it's a shop of emotions. We have people that are coming in for the first time. That's lost somebody or a broken relationship and it's their first Christmas.
Steph is coming to the store with youngsters, Maddie and Harper.
First day it opens in April, we're here. So we're in the Christmas spirit very early.
And tell me, what's so special about this place?
Jenny does an amazing job at making it feel really homely and inviting, and it just brings me great joy when I come here.
While Mandy is picking up lay-by items with Isabel and Paige.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's just that magical feeling that you all look for every year, especially for the children. And it's such a variety of things that you can get, and different colours. It's just amazing.
Tanya Long has popped in for an early Christmas fix.
I just love this place. You could say it's my happy place. And it's like visiting a family member. Jenny's so cool. And we have a few laughs, and I don't know, it's just the atmosphere, it's the feeling, it's good.
She once snuck home an imitation TV with a Santa flying around in a snowy scene. It cost several hundred dollars, and it's a hit with the grandchildren. Luckily, hubby was oblivious.
He didn't notice, so... he still hasn't realised, so... he just thinks it's just all part of the collection that I've got. So, yeah, we've got some out in storage and some in the shed, so, and some in the sleep out.
Tanya reckons there's no such thing as getting in the Christmas spirit too early.
Never too early. Never. I think Christmas year round. On Boxing Day, I start planning for the next year, so, no, never too early.
Sue Henchman's on the same page.
In September, I started putting my decorations up. I have a house full of decorations, and to me, September 1st is a good time to start.
And you'll get no argument about that from Jenny Field.
We start here in February, so no, it's not too early. We pull the whole shop to pieces, we redo it all up, we open on the 1st of May and we hit the ground running at the 1st of May. Because we do long-term lay-by, we have people coming in the door and they come in and they're happy. People come here when they're having down days, right through the year or just for a buzz. So no, never too early for Christmas.
For those of you who need a reminder, there are 83 days left until Christmas.
Oh, Robin, you're scaring me. Now, if you were